Hey, and welcome to a late October edition of POP, Storyboard's podcast on private podcasts. I'm Jeremy Lynn, Storyboard's head of customer success. Throughout the past several months, we've been highlighting creators who have used audio to revolutionize the way their teams communicate. Right before we started the series, I actually had the opportunity to start working with a few incredible creators at Insurity, an insurance software company with a remote workforce spread throughout North America. Since launching in June, they've done an incredible job of releasing content that meets their team where they are. But I'll let you hear it from them. I'm excited to welcome Daniel Ostergo, Insurity's Learning and Development Generalist, and Julie McGoldrick, Insurity's AVP of Learning and Development. Y'all, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, fun to be here.
Now, Julie, I don't know if I could execute this elevator speech, but I'm going to have you do it. Real briefly, for anybody listening that's not familiar, can you talk a little bit about what Insurity does?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. I mean, I think you did a good job right off the top. So, you know, we are a leading provider of cloud-based software and analytics for insurance carriers, brokers, and MGAs. It sounds really complex, but it's really not. It just basically means we're a SaaS company and we help insurance providers with their software needs and analytic needs. You know, we have 500 customers worldwide. You mentioned we're a global workforce. We actually do have offices in US, Canada, and the UK with partners spread out across the world. So our head office is in Hartford, Connecticut, but like many organizations, we're now all home-based.
And I guess that lends its way pretty nicely to podcasting, what we've seen people switching to that remote style. Mm-hmm. Danielle, I know that this idea of a podcast was something completely new to Insurity. Where did this idea come from?
That's an excellent question that this team of three is still debating. I think it happened last year where our coworker, Mark Steven, who's a learning and development specialist on the team, he had downloaded Spotify, was really getting into podcasts and thought it would be a cool thing to bring to the company. My recollection is that he had this wild idea, as he often does, and we thought, interesting, maybe at some point. And then with the pandemic, certainly it became a more viable option as a way for us to connect to all of our employees in a new way. You know, we're talking about screen fatigue and things like that. Well, you don't need a screen to listen to a podcast, and everyone is talking about how busy they are. I don't have time to do this training. Well, you could do this, listen to this while you're doing your laundry, walking your dog, things like that. So I think that's roughly the origin of where this idea came from.
And I guess given the time, right, all these pieces came into being at once, whether it be the pandemic and moving remote, you know, being able to meet people where they are, I think has been a really big thing. I know in our previous conversations, you both have told me you listen to podcasts. Mark Steven, Danielle, who you mentioned, listens. I know most people are familiar with listening to them, but not as much with creating them. I'd love to hear from you guys. How hard was it to get going with this?
Yeah, I think it was the hardest part was just going through the motions of starting it, right? We didn't know what we didn't know at the time, to your point. You know, we listened to podcasts, certainly Danielle and Mark Steven, much more avid podcast listeners than I was. You know, I just had this grand idea that, as Danielle mentioned, it would be a great new creative way to get some of our learning and development topics across. So I think for us, it was just about getting comfortable and getting in there, getting dirty, getting messy, and having fun with it. Certainly my role, I like to interview people, but I kind of let all the creative genius happen behind the scenes. And that's where Mark, Steven, and Danielle really come in. So Danielle, I'm sure you have other things to add.
Yeah, starting it was a challenge at times. I think we did a lot of planning, right? Listening to more podcasts intentionally. You know, what are other hosts doing when they intro, or how are they doing an outro? What's the music like? Is there a tag? Are there clips? Like, there's so many different ways you could approach it. So at one point, we just had to decide. You know, we kept saying, well, we could do this, we could do that. We just need to make a decision and stick with it and try it. We kind of reached that point where we had done all this planning, hypothesizing, and we just needed to do it. We needed to lay down an interview and just, you know, potentially fail. Mess up, which I certainly did in my first one. I forgot to do a backup recording, and of course the audio glitched and it was a whole mess. But now I'll never do that again. And so, you know, once we reached that planning like plateau, we started practicing with each other. So I interviewed Mark Steven, he interviewed Julie. I don't even know if Julie, you practiced, you just dove right into a real one. But we just had a laugh, really.
That's how I
with
roll.
It. Yeah.
And how's it going now? Now that you've got those first several episodes under your belt, has it gotten easier for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as Danielle said, I just kind of jumped in, did my first one, and I just went and took the bull by the horns. I interviewed our CEO on the first episode. But I think, yeah, getting that out of the way, and now, you know, if something comes up on the schedule on the calendar and I have a 30-minute block, I can just reach out to somebody and be like, hey, I'm just going to interview you. Do you have time? And I think it just gets easier. And sure, there's a format to it. There's a script that we follow, but we have fun with it. We go off script and we just enjoy the interview, the conversation that we have. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, exactly. We use the questions that we have as just a jumping off point. You know, we tell everyone that we interview, this is just a starting point and we may stick to it. We really just want to see where the conversation goes, because the whole point of this is to get to know the person that we're interviewing and not necessarily, you know, talk about a product in depth.
Yeah, Danielle, I couldn't agree more. And that's the joy with a podcast, right? Like the people that come in and it's every word is scripted out, you're not going to get the same type of feel to it as if you're having a conversation with somebody if you just flow with it, right? And I think you can always edit those things out. You've mentioned a couple examples of things you've done. Julie, you interviewed your CEO. Danielle, I know you've done a few interviews. What are the types of topics that you've been podcasting about?
Yeah, we've got a couple shows right now. We decided to launch with two. And so one of them, the show that Julie hosts, is all about our senior leadership team and executive team, really going behind the title that they have, getting to know the human that they are and what are their interests, what is some career advice they have for people maybe looking to be in a position like that, what was it like growing up wherever they did. And we do a fun little, our show is called The Hot Seat, and so we do a bit of a rapid fire question just to really get at some fun things that you wouldn't bring up in a meeting. You know, does pineapple go on pizza? Well, now we know the answer to that question. And then my show that I host with Mark Steven.
It is definitively no.
Oh, no, you can't do that to me.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, yikes. I'm in the minority again.
Yep. No, I'm with you. Two makes a quorum.
Oh, thanks, Julie. I mean, you're siding with me, right?
I am.
Okay, phew.
Definitely.
Going back to my show that I host with Mark Steven, we focus on employees and we do get a bit into, you know, what's the day-to-day role that they carry? You know, what does a typical day look like? What's their career journey been like? Because a lot of our employees have worked in multiple positions within Insurity, as well as maybe doing complete career changes before coming to us at Insurity. So we want to tell those stories. And certainly one of our goals with that show in particular is to break down, you know, the taboo of moving around at a company into different departments. We really believe in internal mobility. And so this podcast is helping us to tell those stories and have some fun with getting to know the people that, you know, work in different departments that, well, I, for one, wouldn't have access to or work with them on a daily basis. So we can also break down those walls, you know, into those silos that different departments have.
I love that. Yeah. And Danielle, I think like, especially with a remote team, being able to connect people with these understandings of how people are moving around, this is how you replace like the water cooler conversations or the in-person sessions talking about what people are doing. So like, I think those things are really, really important, not just like in a remote world, but also in a hybrid world. Some people get access to this in office and some people don't. So with that said, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting from your team, the team that's listening to these episodes?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's been a shift. There's some excitement. Wednesday is now a fun day. So we didn't mention it, but we release every Wednesday. And so I know I have a standing meeting, and the first thing that I do is, you know, say, hey guys, it's Wednesday. And everybody's like, who's dropping today? Because now everybody knows that Wednesday is the day that we launch. So I think, you know, that's been really exciting. People now can, you know which day of the week we are based on the podcast. But overall, I think, you know, what we're hearing from people is exactly what Danielle alluded to, right? I've seen this person in the halls previously. This person's been in the company for X amount of years. I thought I knew them. Couldn't believe that they said pizza, you know, pineapple went on pizza. People are just having fun learning about each other. And then what we're trying to get at as well with that cross-functional workforce is now people are saying, hey, I didn't realize that somebody who was a scrum master actually did this every day. We interviewed one of our executive assistants, and the most fun that we've had in such a long time, we actually had to put a bloopers reel in because it was so hilarious, the outtakes. You know, people are just having fun with it. Somebody has a fear of ketchup, like just most random facts, but it's generating so much conversation that I guess the biggest thing that we can say here is that people are opening up, they're learning about each other, and they're breaking down their own walls, and they just can't wait to see who's next on the show.
That's great. And I think that's what it's all about. It's incredible that it's having that impact for not only you guys as creators, but also your team, that it's breaking down those walls. And I think that's what this format really lends its way to. Is there something you're getting in podcasting and audio that you wouldn't have necessarily been getting in something like video or email?
I think people are less afraid to be interviewed by us, knowing that they won't appear on camera. We were having some videos be released in the company, more on the product side of things, and they were interesting to learn more about the product, but it was very scripted, as you've said before. Like, you just know when that's the case, and in my opinion, it's a bit boring because I want to hear the emotion. I want to, you know, see how someone is, you know, telling their story. Is it theirs or is it just words that they've been given? And so with the audio format, that's what it is. It's their words told through, you know, their voice. And so I think that's what's been fun for me as an interviewer is I've had the opportunity to meet so many different people and at different levels within the company. Some are early career hires, others have been with the company for 15 years. And so I've loved, on my end, learning tons. And I hope that my excitement, even as the host, then translates into the episode for the listeners. And so that's, you know, I don't even remember what the question was at this point. I'm just all excited about what I get to do as part of my job. But those would be my thoughts.
And I think that if I were to add to that, the audio content or the audio format really lends itself well to our line of work. We have people that are sitting coding all day long. We have people that are just doing, in a lot of cases, you know, transactional or monotonous work. And I think what we have seen, especially from the data, is contrary to what I think we started out with, you know, people will take this on their phone with them, mobile, when they're doing stuff. We've actually seen a huge amount of people listening on the Storyboard desktop app. So people are listening to it, I think, in the background while they're doing their work, which means that they're invested in spending that time while they're working, getting caught up on something, which I think is nice as well, because it means that you don't feel like you have to get caught up on something after work hours. So I think there's a nice balance there.
And you're not taking time out of someone's day, right? Which is a big thing for people, especially as we think about the remote world, people trying to spend their time doing other things, right?
Exactly. It's not another burden that we have, because we know as L&D teams, we put out a lot of, you know, required training and compliance training, and you have to get this done by such a date and time. What we can do now is offer that balance as well with, here's something fun. It's still educational. You're still going to learn something, but you're going to do it in a way that maybe doesn't feel as prescriptive and prescribed.
So you started releasing episodes back in June, as I mentioned at the jump. You're 4 months in, and I know you've done about 18 episodes. Your listenership continues to grow. What are you actively doing to reach more team members and get them to listen to these episodes?
Yeah, reaching people is definitely high on our list of things that we're still exploring. We initially just started with the, you know, it giving everyone access to both shows. So when they first, you know, log in to the app or the desktop, they're seeing two shows. We drop two episodes to begin, one from each. And then that way we can do the push notifications if they have them turned on. And we do call that out in every episode that we host in the intro because not everyone listens to the outro. And then what we've found has been the most successful for us is that we post a link to the episode in our all employees Teams chat. So this pings everyone in the company and says, hey, new episode. And Julia's great at creating a fun little description that calls out maybe the main idea of the episode and who it is. And so we get a lot of views and listens. We can definitely see in the data a spike as soon as we post that to Teams. And then as just a third prong, because we want as many irons in the fire, we've started using the email that Storyboard has available that you can choose to trigger when a new episode is released. And so we have seen that also drive some traffic to the episodes, which is awesome. It's exactly what we want to see happen.
Darn. I love when people use our features, like the email notifications, the push notifications. You guys are just putting a big smile on my face. What people cannot see is when Danielle was talking about those email notifications, I was pumping my fist in excitement. It sounds like there have been a lot of successes from this. Is there one success story in particular that sticks out to you?
I mean, for me, what comes to mind right away is just that people actually listen to our first episodes, because that was my fear. I remember talking to Julie and Mark Steven, I think right before we were going to release, I was like, we've done all this work, but that doesn't mean anyone's going to listen to this. You know, what if, you know, that big what if? And Julie, of course, was very reassuring, like, then we'll adjust and we'll figure it out. And it is what it is. And people listened, especially to our episode with our CEO. That one still has the highest views, completions, comments. And so that to me has been our biggest success story.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. You know, working with the interviewee also, you know, letting them know how important and critical it is that if somebody is going to take the time to write a comment or ask you a question through the platform, to get back in there and answer those, that has really driven a lot of engagement around that particular episode. So I would say that that was definitely a highlight. And I think as we go to, you know, just learning about the different people that we're interviewing, being able to let them know ahead of time, like, hey, this is when your episode's going to drop. And if you can, you know, get some excitement and some energy around with your own team members to go in there and listen, I think that's been highly successful as well.
Yeah, that's true, Julie. I didn't mention that before, that we do share the link with the individual we've interviewed with a nudge to share it with their friends and coworkers and team. And so I, you know, there's no follow up to know if they actually do. But of course, it's our hope that they go ahead and do that. And even I've seen on my show, I interviewed one person and they recommended a team member of theirs to be interviewed. And so I actually got a 2-in-1. So that's really encouraging to see.
Do you ever think in the future, some of these people that are sharing or being interviewees, maybe they'd end up hosting their own show?
I think that's definitely where we're taking this. We, you know, we love doing it. You know, I think one of our hopes is that as we interview people and part of what we do is we say, hey, if you want to use your voice to talk to the organization about what you're doing, right? I just recently interviewed our brand new CISO and, you know, had some ideas going on about things that he, you know, was interested in doing. And I said, well, you know what, you've got a platform here, so you can get your team together and, you know, you can host your own kind of InfoSec security, you know, tidbits of information that you'd like. Certainly we have different groups in the organization that I think this would lend itself very nicely to, which then shares the load too, because we enjoy doing the interviews, but, you know, as we want to introduce more formats and more shows, this has to be something that scales. And the only way that it can scale is if everybody gets on board and does their part.
All right. Now the tough question. As we talked about, this was a brand new initiative for you. What advice would you give to other organizations thinking about starting their own podcast?
Yeah, I would say planning is definitely key, right? Know exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it, but also think scale. So we had a lot of ambitions. We had a lot of goals. I think we had decided on, I think, anywhere upwards to 5 different shows because we had identified a couple of different areas of opportunities that we thought would lend themselves well. We targeted 2. We decided to focus really intently on those 2 shows to get things right. And then personally, I basically filled my hopper. I went out and I interviewed 4, 5, 6 people to all at once to basically not be tied to having to do something weekly or biweekly, but have a couple of episodes kind of in the bank so that when things got tough on a week where I might not have been able to dedicate that time, I had an episode locked in and ready to go. So that would be kind of my advice there.
I think our advice would be, yes, plan, but also then just dive into it. You know, be willing to make a few mistakes at the beginning and course correct as you go, because it's not just you putting out the content. It is a partnership with your listeners, right? If they don't want what you're putting out, well, it doesn't matter how good you think your interview is. And so for us, we had to put out an interview to see how good is it to others, because we thought it was good. We had a laugh. And thankfully, they enjoyed it as well. And so we've continued. But now going forward, it'll be a matter of, okay, well, how do we adjust and cater to our audience? Because at the end of the day, right, as learning and development professionals, we have to go, well, what's the need that we're fulfilling with this? Are we just putting it out for fun? Like, if there's a need for fun, well, then that works. And so for us, there were a few needs that we're targeting with this podcast. And so advice would be, identify the need, because then you'll be able to also justify the cost behind putting out a podcast, because there is a cost, you know, to host it on a platform, but also your time as the one generating it. And so the more that you can, you know, prove the return on investment, well, that's excellent for you as well. So those would be my 2 biggest pieces of advice. Be willing to make mistakes as you just kind of go for it after some planning, and then make sure you are targeting a specific need.
Julie, Danielle, I love those pieces of advice. I'm excited to continue working with you both and Mark Steven, who I'm sure will listen to this and give us all of his individual pieces of feedback on the things that we did wrong here. But both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. This is awesome.
Thanks for having us.
If you want to learn more about Insurity, you can visit them on the web at insurity.com. At Storyboard, we have plans for all different sizes of organizations and teams with free, pro, and enterprise level subscriptions. To learn more or to request a demo, visit us on the web at trystoryboard.com and follow us for updates on LinkedIn and via Twitter at storyboard_FM. We'll be coming to you next month with another episode of the Storyboard Creator Series. See you then.